Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever really, really talked to someone who has lived with juvenile diabetes? Have you ever met someone who has had a kidney transplant? Are you wondering how people cope with serious illness and still keep their sense of humor? Are you wondering how to choose the right doctors when you're ill? Can you imagine learning how to have more fun, joy, and happiness in your life? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you may have been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guests, who are two extraordinary success coaches. They have provided us with inspirational and informative lessons. But before I introduce our guest, I would love to invite you to call in and ask some questions during our interview. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Now let me tell you a little bit about our first guest. She is the author of a book called Blessed Assurance, Success Despite the Odds, Living Life with Diabetes Rather Than Limiting Life Because of It. She is also a contributing author for Victorious Living for Women. She has lived with juvenile diabetes and was insulin dependent for 33 years. She shares tips for living with diabetes as a child, a teen, a college student, a young working adult, and as a wife, mother, and CEO. Our coach began her career the Monday following her graduation from college, since her new boss would be her father. After working with him for 8 years, her father died suddenly, and she stepped into very big shoes to fill, not to mention working through grief. In time, she grew the company and doubled its sales. Kidney failure, transplants, and concern about the worsening economy forced her to evaluate the viability of the business and whether to continue her father's legacy or secure her son's future. What she came to recognize was that her father was much more than the brick and mortar. At that point, she closed the business. Now our success coach educates others how to incorporate the tedious regime of chronic illness into a busy life rather than limit life because of chronic illness. She discusses faith, the balance of work, health and family, as well as transplant and organ donation. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Jackie Lewis Kemp. Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, January. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you. I've interviewed you before, and I've been looking forward to this interview all day. First, briefly, how would you describe yourself at this time, and at this time, what is your mission in life?
Right now, I'm at a very happy place. I guess I've always enjoyed writing, and now I'm able to do that. And my son is an adult. My husband is still working, so we're not both at home, which might be a good thing. But I'm able to get out and do things that have become my passion. And really, I didn't realize that I felt this way about diabetes. I know I've always enjoyed writing, but when I look back at what I had done and what had happened and what I had gone through, it seemed like a wonderful fit to be able to help other people to live through that successfully.
Now, let me ask you. How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed at 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
I missed a couple months of the second grade. And I was in the hospital while they were teaching me how to give myself a shot, how to understand what was going on with me. You know, with diabetes, insulin, type 1 diabetes, they call it, you are insulin dependent, and there's no known cause of type 1 diabetes. They believe it could be autoimmune response that alters the genes and causes the diabetes, but they're not certain. And so it is not like type 2 diabetes, where it's often caused by obesity or the body just not being able to produce enough insulin.
Now, let me ask you, when you were 7 years old, you were expected to do your own injections?
Yes. A diabetic really has to learn to take care of herself completely, and that begins when the diabetes is diagnosed. Many people, I guess around the age of 3 or 4, they parents, you know, help out with that. But I was very fortunate to go to camp, a diabetic camp. The American Diabetes Association still has, Camp Medica. And learn how to live with, you're around only diabetics, and so you learn to do what they do, and it becomes a part, you think it's what everybody does.
Okay. How many times a day would you have to inject yourself?
Initially, daily.
Daily.
But as I went through puberty, I had to take 2 shots a day. And actually, the theory now is the more you can mimic a pancreas, the better off you are. So the more shots per day, the better. But nobody wants to stick themselves all day long. So now they have insulin pumps. And that's where the needle is just under the skin, and you fill a reservoir, and you dial up how much insulin you should take at different times of the day.
Okay.
There are still people who take shots, but many use the insulin pump. That's where the technology is going.
That sounds a lot easier than injecting yourself.
It is.
Yeah. Now, could you tell us a little bit about how your successimo.com story began? Because I want to share with our listeners some of the fantastic articles that you've submitted to our program.
Well, I got to know successimo.com by answering an ad that you put out, and I thought it would be great if I could add some information about living with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So that anyone, because people tend not to think of organizing their life around their diabetes. After all, this is just a condition you have to live with. Your life is your family, your work, the things mm-hmm. you do. So you kind of got to get this into a routine so that you kind of do it as a part of everything else you do. You put on deodorant, you take a shot. It's all the same.
Okay.
It's just what you do in the morning. If it's a big sore thumb, then it's getting in the way of what you need to do for the rest of your life, particularly if you're raising children.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son who may become my brother because he's turning 20 years old. I don't know if I like saying that.
Time marches on. Now, you've written three fantastic articles, and I've enjoyed reading them all, and I recommend them highly to any of our listeners who have any questions about juvenile diabetes. The articles are, one is called Choosing Doctors. The second article is Diabetes and the Critical Choice of Hospitals. And the third article that I enjoyed was Parenting Despite the Odds. I want to talk about these articles, but first, could you share with us, share with our listeners your website and tell us a little bit about your book, Blessed Assurances?
Sure. Blessed Assurance, Success Despite the Odds, is my story of living with diabetes growing up and how I dealt with sleepovers like any young girl does.
Uh-huh.
I was a high school cheerleader, and just some of the things that I had to do around that. I had to have my insulin at cheerleading practices and a snack. I could never be without a means to cure an insulin reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college and spent 5 years getting 2 degrees, a bachelor's and a master's degree.
Wonderful.
And then, like you mentioned, I went to work for my dad and ultimately became CEO of the company. Now, at the time I was doing that, I was, also raising a young son, elementary school age son. I was married, working in a manufacturing setting, and I'm an African-American woman. So these were all of the things that somebody looking at me wouldn't think I was doing.
Right.
But I was doing them all at once.
Your sounds like your plate was very full, very full.
Thank God it was.
Well, you know, Jackie, we're going to go for a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the three articles that you wrote for SuccessMo.com.
Okay.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to SuccessMo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. SuccessMo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at SuccessMo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that SuccessMo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of SuccessFMO.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. SuccessFMO.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. SuccessFMO.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being SuccessFMO. SuccessFMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest today, Jackie Lewis Kemp, and she is sharing with us her story, her saga of living with juvenile diabetes. Now, Jackie, you also had a kidney transplant. When did that take place?
I had a kidney transplant 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A long-term complication of diabetes is kidney disease.
Uh-huh.
And I was on dialysis for 7 months, which is actually a short period of time, very short period of time, although it felt like 7 years. My brother donated his kidney, and so I continued to live.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, you wrote your article that you posted at successmo.com on choosing doctors, and I'm sure that from the beginning of your chronic illness to this time, that the doctors, having the right doctor is what makes a big difference in your recovery and living with this disease. Isn't that true?
It is very true. Physicians... For a long time, people have believed that a nice doctor, a doctor with good credentials is good, and that is partly true. But many of them, when I had to go on to dialysis, a good friend of my husband's, who's an ear, nose, and throat doctor, I just asked him, what kind of things should I be thinking about? What should I be asking so that I can... choose the right place to go for dialysis, the right doctors, and considering transplant. And what he said to me was, most of the physicians receive basically the same education. What's important is that you have a doctor who listens, who understands you and what you do and how to help you, not someone who preaches at you, tells you to do things and doesn't follow up, and you can tell they're treating you within a time slot and not, you know, really engaging you. The other article on choosing hospitals, there is where you want to be a little more technical about the questions.
Mm-hmm.
They should have the means and research and understanding to handle many cases like yours. You want them to be able to do whatever you need blindfolded with one arm. They won't do it that way, but you want them to have done it so many times that they can do it in their sleep. And that's the important part.
Yeah, you don't want to be the first one.
Right. You don't want to be on the bleeding edge. You want to be on the leading edge.
Okay. I'm going to remember that, dear.
And many times, because doctors associate themselves with certain hospitals, it may be difficult to find that union of where a good caring doctor is in a big research institution with resources to take care of you. But with some earnest research, you can find the best you can, knowing that that's the sweet spot that you'd like to be in.
Yeah, and with the situation with healthcare, you can't always choose the doctor, is that correct?
That's correct. Sometimes it's cost prohibitive to go out of network. or to change doctors or see specialists. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to be a little insistent about those mm-hmm. things. You'd be surprised at what insurance companies will change their mind about.
For instance, I was
talking to them about my kidney transplant,
mm-hmm.
and one of the hospitals said that we also want to do a pancreas transplant. Mm. After you've had this kidney, we want to give you a pancreas transplant. And the reason for that is that it normalizes my blood sugar and stops what was causing the kidney disease anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If I went to one hospital, they didn't do pancreas transplants. And so I would not be able to get one, or I'd have to go from one hospital to another. I didn't
mm-hmm.
have them at the same time, but I wanted the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I literally had to get on the phone with the insurance company and say, are you denying me a pancreas transplant by saying I have to go to this hospital?
Uh-huh.
And they relented. They did let me go on to the out-of-network hospital to have both transplants.
Now, did you have them? How long were you in the hospital, and how long in between transplants?
I had the kidney transplant in 2002,
mm-hmm.
in 2000, and the pancreas in 2002. So you really have to wait 6 months to
uh-huh.
after a transplant to make sure everything is working fine. And then I was relisted on the transplant list
mm-hmm.
to receive a pancreas.
Now, did the pancreas come from your brother too?
No. You only have one pancreas. You have two kidneys, but one
uh-huh.
pancreas.
Okay.
So my pancreas was from a donor. Deceased donor.
Okay. So then you go on a list and you have to wait till they call you when they have one available.
Correct. And it's all a big, I'm not sure what all the factors are that drive choosing who gets what organ when.
Mm-hmm.
But they try to match perfect matches first. And they also, I know in the case of livers, consider how sick the person who needs it is.
Mm-hmm.
For kidneys, they are in very high demand. There are more than 100,000 people on the waiting list for kidneys. And so many people wait 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
5 or more years until their number comes up and they can get a kidney.
Uh-huh.
And this is why I volunteer for Gift of Life. I volunteer for the National Kidney Foundation
mm-hmm.
and for the American Diabetes Association, but particularly for Gift of Life, because when people decide not to donate organs,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to know that you could have saved a life or many lives in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
But even with tissue and bone, made lives better, the
mm-hmm.
quality of life better.
That is such an important message that you give to our listeners. And would you share with us your website information, Jackie, so if people want to follow up and get more information from you, they'll know where to go.
Sure. My website is www.jlewiskemp. It's JLEWISKEMP.
.com. I've gone to Jackie's website, and she has all sorts of information, and she can be so helpful to you. She's also a success coach at successimo.com. Now, Jackie, we have a short time here. I want to talk about the article that you wrote. It's a fantastic article, and it's entitled Parenting Despite the Odds. And could you talk about what it's like to be a parent and have to deal with a chronic illness?
Well, as I mentioned to you, I was at one time in my life doing dialysis. I had a fifth grade son, a husband, and I was running a manufacturing company that was about almost an hour away from my home.
Okay.
So I had some commute time, and my son's school was near my home. So, there was nothing close to each other. So I would often, and then talk about parenting and needing to kind of make a routine out of taking care of yourself so that you can engage in things with your children and your spouse and the rest of your family. So the way I did that was I would get up at like 5:30 in the morning to start preparing all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I take dinner out so it would be thawing while I was at work. If I had to pack a lunch for my son, I'd do that. And I get the house all straight. And then I drive an hour and work. Well, when I was on dialysis, that meant I had to also pack up my fluid and my supplies. I also didn't tell my staff that I was on dialysis.
Okay.
So that was a critical issue with employees because they may decide, you know, I'm not sure. I think I need to find a new job. The bank would say, I think we better call this loan. The suppliers would say, I think we better get cash up front.
Right.
And that would cause our business to implode. So I kept it all secret. So I'm hiding fluid in my briefcase and asking my plant manager, would you bring these boxes in for me? And you kind of do what you need to do. I even had a meeting outside of the office one day. And the way I did dialysis was peritoneal dialysis. So I was hooked up to a machine all night long that did dialysis. And then I had to do one midday exchange. This meeting was at 1 o'clock and close, I mean, it was about an hour, half hour away from my office. So I needed to do the midday, and I needed to start driving to the meeting. Oh, that's when you become creative. I packed up all my supplies, put them in a spare briefcase, hooked up to my dialysis bag, and drove to the meeting. Finished up, put all the excess fluid and everything in the trunk of my car and went on in.
Oh,
so I did dialysis in my car. Not something I recommend, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Well, that's the wonderful part of being a creative woman with a lot of initiative, and it's almost like you were leading a life like you were a double agent or something, so secretive.
Exactly. And I had the soccer snack in the trunk of my car, so I'd whisk over to the school and watch a soccer game and, like many moms, take out the soccer snack for all the kids. At the end of all that.
And you share all of that in your wonderful, wonderful book, Blessed Assurance. And can you tell everyone where they can get your book?
Yes, it's available at the Successimo store as well as at Amazon.com and Borders and Barnes & Noble. At bookstores near you, just ask for it.
Wonderful. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. It's fantastic, interesting. It's the first time I've really heard it right from someone with juvenile diabetes, what it's like to live with it. And I'm so happy that you have such good health and you have survived the two transplants. I didn't realize you had two. And I want to thank you so much for being on our show. It's been wonderful visiting with you today, Jackie.
Well, thank you, January. Absolutely anytime.
Wonderful. And we'll have you back again. And if anyone has any questions, be sure to go and look Jackie up at successmo.com. Now let's take a short break, and I want you to hear about a wonderful nonprofit organization that I support.
AATH, the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. AATH is an international professional association dedicated to the study and practice and promotion of healthy humor and laughter. We are the home for humor and laughter professionals. In AATH, you'll find nurses, physicians, psychologists, social workers, caring clowns, researchers, therapists, clergy, educators, administrators, human resource personnel, as well as expert speakers and authors who have literally written a book on this emerging field of healthy therapeutic humor. Global is our outreach. AATH members currently represent 15 countries. Some of our members practice and provide healthy humor and laughter. Some teach it, while others are in search of it as they heal. Some of our members share healthy humor and laughter professionally with patients, clients, and colleagues. Some apply it in their personal lives, in their homes, and their communities. However, all AATH members are generally interested in learning more about the positive power of healthy humor and laughter. Above all, AATH is dedicated to separating fact from fiction. We promote what is known about the benefits of healthy humor and laughter, as opposed to what is too often perpetuated as myth. AATH is a leader in providing evidence-based information about current research and practical applications of humor and laughter in the world today. Be sure to check out our website, AATH.org. Visit the Association for Applied Therapeutic Humor.
Welcome back to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Our call-in number is 818-431-8506. Now let me ask you, have you ever wondered how to teach your children about money? And do you know why kids need a vision board? Are you ready to hear about 50 ways that kids can make money on their own? Would you like to learn how to feel good about money? Can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable, inspirational information? Now, are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show. I'd like to introduce you and tell you a little bit about our guest. This success coach's enthusiasm for teaching children and adults comes from how to create their own positive passive income from their own passions and hobbies. It is contagious. Her particular love is in teaching and working with children and teenagers to encourage them to be financially free from a young age so that no matter what each kid's personal goals in life are, those goals will be achieved without the need to worry about money. Our coach, along with her husband, they own Clever Dough Kids, a company which is devoted to increasing the financial intelligence of kids everywhere. Clever Dough Cakes, a company which inspires cake decorators to create passive income using their cake decorating skills, and they own Clever Dough Properties, a company which creates positive passive income through investing in real estate. Our coach and her husband donate 10% of all profits to different charities that help teach children about money as well. It is my great pleasure to welcome to our show Amanda Vandergulik. Hello, Amanda. How are you today?
Hello, January. I am great. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. I've interviewed you before, and I so look forward to visiting with you again today. Now, briefly, how would you describe yourself and your mission in life at this time of your life?
Oh, it is such a clear focus for me. I homeschool my two children, and as I watch them grow up, my main passion in life is simply to make sure that they grow up empowered young adults who are able to take care of themselves financially and also emotionally. And I want to reach beyond my own children. I want to make sure that all children have this same wonderful advantage of being well prepared for once they grow up. And I'm just so blessed that I get to practice on my own two wonderful children.
Yeah. Give us a little bit background about where your husband and where you came from.
For sure. I am from Canada, but my accent is a bit mixed up because I've lived in Holland and New Zealand as well.
Okay.
My husband is, I just consider myself a world citizen, really.
Okay.
And my husband, he was born in Holland, but he grew up in the Caribbean. And that's actually one of the reasons we decided to go to New Zealand. It's kind of a big mixture of Canada and Europe and the Caribbean all squished together into this beautiful little country.
Okay.
And we're currently in Canada right now. We're really enjoying the summer here. It's beautiful.
Well, now that you had all these educational experiences all over the world, and international education, so to speak, what do you remember most and from those experiences?
Oh, I just love learning.
Mm-hmm.
I just absolutely love learning, and I also hate being told what to do. So you might understand that feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. I know where you're coming from, dear. Now, could you tell us a little bit about your early mentors?
Oh, my parents absolutely were my earliest mentors. I was always raised with a family that owned their own business. My dad had a woodworking shop making cabinets for stores and restaurants and banks and such. And my mom was doing all sorts of different entrepreneurial endeavors, from Tupperware to Coppercraft and Amway and all sorts of things, until one day my dad came home and he said, "Hey, would you like to run a suntan salon?" And she immediately said, "Sure, why not?" And so they started their suntan business as well, which lasted them about 15 years. That was really good. So,
oh, yeah,
I definitely had fantastic role models who raised me to feel that if you want something in life, you just need to take control and be your own boss. And then after I left the nest, you know, having that wonderful foundation, I started to learn from other successful entrepreneurs as well. And one of my main mentors outside my parents was Robert Kiyosaki. He took what my parents had taught me and then made it into such a beautiful twist and included teaching me about passive income, how to set yourself up in business so that after a while you can simply live off the commissions, the royalties, the income generated through rent, so that you no longer had to continue to put the effort in. And that's what I want to really pass along to children as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've written this fantastic book, and it's called Allowance Secrets, To Give or Not to Give. And when did you write the book, and how long did it take you to write this book?
I wrote the book about 2 years ago. It was actually a wonderful story. I'd never even considered writing a book on allowances because I grew up not having an allowance, and I just automatically decided not to have my children have an allowance because I wanted to take the time to help them find ways they could earn their own money. I just really know it helps with personal self-esteem if you're earning your own money rather than just getting money.
Right.
And so I started my course on teaching children about money. But I kept having the same question coming back from the parents saying, "Well, okay, if they need money to learn about money, where do they get it from? Do I give an allowance? How much allowance should I give?" And so on and so forth. And I kept telling them, "No, don't give them an allowance. Help them find ways to earn their own money." And then I met another lady, Elizabeth Donati, who runs Camp Millionaire, money camps for kids. And she had another perspective. She fully believed in allowance, but with a really unique twist to it. And it opened my mind, and I thought, you know what? What I realized is not everybody is going to sit well with not giving an allowance because they may not have the time to help their children find ways to earn money. And so I decided the best thing I could really do was ask a whole bunch of experts in the kids and money industry, successful entrepreneurs themselves and family coaches, what they had as an opinion toward allowances. And each person I asked was so generous and donated back a full, complete chapter on their opinion, why, tips, tools, and they absolutely overwhelmed me with just other tips and ideas and tools on teaching children about money. Everyone was so generous. And I compiled it together and created a workbook out of it, and with the idea being that you, as the parent, can simply go in, find the things you like, take note of the things you don't like, and actually come out with your personalized plan for an allowance or not an allowance, knowing that there are experts who support you in that and that you're not alone. And it's been wonderful. I still do not give an allowance, but I know that at least there is something out there to help those who do wish to.
Okay. Now, briefly, would you share with our audience your website and how they can contact you?
Yes. Well, for the Allowance Secrets book, I actually give it away for free.
Oh, really?
I full-heartedly believe in the law of attraction, that what we send out, we get returned, you know, hundredfold. And so I give that away for free. All your members have to do is simply go to allowancesecrets.com.
Okay.
And you'll see right there a video of Elizabeth and I actually talking about allowances. And you can opt in straight there for your free copy of Allowance Secrets. And I really hope you enjoy it. It was an awful lot of fun putting together, and the people I met were amazing. I just had the most amazing contributors. So you probably recognize quite a few of the names. They're all listed on the page.
Well, I'm sure I will. And I hope that eventually you will go about recruiting all of those contributors and have them become success coaches with us here at Successimo. Could you briefly tell us how you came to be a coach with us at Successimo?
Well, January, it really comes down to you. You had this wonderful advertisement in the Haro, which, for those who don't know what that is Help a Reporter Network, and asking for parenting coaches or people who could empower children and parents. And so I immediately jumped on board of that, and you were so grateful to connect with me, and I really appreciate that. You opened my eyes. I never knew SuccessSimo.com existed. And once I started actually delving into it and realizing what it was, it blew me away, the idea of a membership that cost you nothing. And in order to do well with this membership, you had to empower yourself by learning life skills, and you could actually be rewarded and earn by helping other people to learn and empower themselves, and thereby also not costing them anything. I mean, it's brilliant. So I am so grateful to you, January, for introducing me to Successimo. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you with us at Successimo. You know, I like to remind people that you not only learn, earn, you get to return. And returning back is such a wonderful opportunity, which you're doing with your book and with your lessons. You are the ideal success coach that I enjoy recruiting. You know, when we come back from our break, I want to talk to you about some of the 50 ways for kids to make a little money, especially now that it's summertime, and I know a lot of moms will probably want to write these notes down. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessImo.com work? SuccessImo.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At Successimo.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own Successimo story. And more than that, Successimo.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at Successimo are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, Successimo.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a Successimo subscriber, and always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones sharing Successimo stories with my guest today, Amanda Vandergulik. And Amanda, before the break, I wanted to talk to you about 50 ways for kids to make money. But first, let me ask you about the vision board, because I mentioned that in our introduction, and I'm sure some of our listeners will wonder what you do with these vision boards for kids.
Oh, vision boards are some of the most fun tools that you could ever do with your children and help them really achieve their goals. And it's very simple. What you want to do is sit down with your child and have them write out everything that they want. Literally, have them say, I want this, I want to do that, I want to be this, and write out whatever comes into their mind.
Wow.
And then after they've written down everything that they want, then I want you to explain to them that by actually saying, I want it, you will always stay in the mode of wanting and never receive it. So instead, now we go through the list and change the words around. I am so grateful now that I have this, now that I am this, now that I do this. And then you find magazines or you go online with Google and search the images. Just make sure you have it on safe mode because we want to be careful on the Internet. Mm-hmm. And find photos that represent their goals and print them off and cut them out. And then create a vision board. So you're going to actually use either a piece of the wall or a cork board or maybe a huge photo frame or your fridge with the magnets and put these pictures on their vision board and type out or write out these words that you had. I'm so grateful now that I'm riding my red bike down the street. And you post it right with the picture of that nice, beautiful, new, shiny red bike. And the idea is that your child gets to see their goals over and over again continuously as if they already have it. And this opens up their mind to receive opportunities to find ways they can actually create this to happen in their life. Maybe a neighbor says, hey, could you help me with the trash? I'll pay you $2 for it. You know, and you can slowly add up and finally get to the point where you have your goals. It's so much fun. Your kids will just love creating their vision boards. We actually have one in their bedrooms, in the bathroom, because, of course, you go there quite often during the day, and in the kitchen, everywhere you can possibly think of it.
Well, that's a fantastic idea. I'm going to do that with my with my grandson, and he's 10, so we're going to work on a vision board for him, and I will report back to you. It sounds like a really
wonderful... January, I give away some pre-made mind movies in my website as well, and a mind movie is a moving version of a vision board. So what I did is I actually photos and I put them into this little movie that plays for about 2 minutes, just the length of a positive song. The song is, of course, very nice, like I Have a Millionaire Mind. And you watch this with your children either first thing in the morning or the last thing at night, and I put all kinds of lovely, empowering things in there. I've got one for teens and one for kids. Things, you know, I do well in school. I have wonderful friends. I'm good with my money. All these kind of things, and I put them together. I had so much fun making them with my kids, and then I decided to share them with everyone else.
Wow. And where will people be able to obtain those?
If they simply go to teachingchildrenaboutmoney.com, on that page, they'll see a gift. I have it rotating. I've got a few different gifts on there. But it doesn't matter which gift they see. If they decide to go and get that gift, once they're in the membership area, they will also have access to the Mind movies for kids and teens. So plus, of course, they'll get whichever extra gift was on the page when they signed up. So that's just an extra goodie.
Okay, that's fantastic. What a wonderful opportunity, especially for parents to do a project with their children. And this way you will be giving them a positive mindset, and it's just brilliant. It's a brilliant, thank you for sharing that with us. Now, let's get back to 50 ways for kids to make money. Could you, we've got about 6 minutes. Could you share some of those with our listeners?
For sure, especially like you said, now that summer is on and children want to have a way to earn some of their own money. There are the traditional routes, the lemonade stand. Now, for people who live out of town, you may understand how this is. It's really hard to have your own lemonade stand. Well, we live out of town, and what we did is we actually went into town and found people with yard sales and then asked if we could rent a spot at their yard sale. And it helped bring new customers to their yard sale, so it was a win-win situation. And depending on the people, we either paid them a certain amount for the spot or a percentage of the sales made. So it was, it was wonderful. Now, for children who want to express themselves by using their passions, a good example is, let's say your child is the most amazing break dancer, just absolutely loves break dancing, and has come up with maybe 3 very unique moves. You could video those moves and actually create an information product and sell that on the internet. And you as the parent, because you need to be 18 years or older, could sell it using different places like Kijiji or eBay. There's different ways. You'd have to do it together with your child, because if they're under 18, you need to be the one in charge of the site. And, of course, you could create your own websites, and there's no age limit on those. But please work with your children, because it's a bit dangerous out there on the internet. So those are 2 ways. And another way is just leveraging your time. Your child could actually go around with you and find stores that maybe have a restaurant who would like to have some more customers. You ask them, well, if I were to bring you new customers, could you give them a discount? And if they say that they are brought here by me, could I then maybe earn a little thank you fee for that? You know, there's ways of helping other businesses. And you just have to get the book. And, again, it's something I give away for free. 50 money-making ideas for kids and teens. And it's the same way to get it as with the Mind movies, just by going to teachingchildrenaboutmoney.com. And once you get inside, that is one of the free gifts I have in there as well.
Wow, that is fantastic, because having kids create their own finder's fee, that's a brilliant idea.
Isn't that neat? And especially works well in a small town community. In the city, it would be a little bit more difficult, but you find other ways.
How about telling us a little bit about your cake decorating program, funcakedecoratingideas.com? That sounds fascinating.
I'm always the friend that you call on to ask to make the cake. Instead of a present, I come with a cake.
Okay.
It's something I picked from my mom. When I was young, she used to decorate cakes. She had a little home business. Like I told you, she had many different things on the go. And I take after her, and I really enjoyed cake decorating. A couple of years back, I came across fondant, which is kind of like sugar Play-Doh. And it's got to be the most fun stuff ever, and it makes your cakes look fantastic. It doesn't taste that great, but I usually put a thick slab of yummy-tasting icing underneath so they can just pile up, you know, pull off the top bit. But anyways, I decided, because here I am teaching children how to be smart with their money and not work for money, but find ways that your money can work for you and so on, I thought, well, I can't sell the cakes. It would go against what I'm teaching. Mm-hmm. But I thought what I could do is take photos of how I make each cake and put that together in videos or as in an e-book, and then help inspire other cake decorators with really fun ideas. And that way you make the cake once, and you get to leverage yourself over and over again. Plus, you're really motivating and inspiring other cake decorators. And I never make the same cake twice or the same technique twice, so there's a lot of variety there. My Facebook fan page has gone wild. It's just amazing. I'm about to do a contest, actually, on my Facebook fan page for fun cake decorating ideas, so that'll be fun.
Okay, well, I want all of our listeners to go to www.amandavandergulick.com. And at this website, you will find Teaching Children About Money, Allowance Secrets, Get Unstuck for Kids, Clever Dough Kids, Fun Cake Decorating Ideas. It is just the most fantastic website in the world, and if you have children or if you're a grandparent, I highly recommend you go to it. Now, Amanda, we have to close out our show, but just briefly, could you tell us what was the most unexpected thing that ever happened to you in your successful career?
The most unexpected thing that has ever happened to me. Oh, my gosh, there's so many things. But you know what? I was absolutely thrilled the first time I was contacted by Disney Radio to be interviewed. Wow. That was a wonderful highlight in my career. Then I knew that I had made a difference. You know, I was out there and Disney were calling me. That was definitely one of the most unexpected and amazing things.
Well, I can say I'm honestly thrilled and honored to have you on our Blog Talk Radio show, knowing that you've also done the Disney show. I want to thank you again, Amanda, so much for coming on the show today. And I want to tell my listeners to tune in next week when my guest will be Gail Carson, the spunky old lady, Gail Carson, S-O-B. Gail is 73 years old and 73 years young and an absolute character. She's really charming. I look forward to interviewing her, and we'll have a fun-filled interview that will certainly get your attention. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday live or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. If you're interested in learning more about successimo.com, just go to our website and sign on with my sponsor email, januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. Check it out, and you can learn, earn, and return as you play it forward. So for now, stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.